Thank you to the Lehrer family for sponsoring the month of Nisan, and our learning should be Le'iloi Nishmas Miriam Bas Yaakov. Just as a moda'a, this chabura is just a haschalas hadvarim, and requires really, really, honestly, I think much more Ian in the sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Aleph and Nun Beis, but I think it's still worthwhile to at least present what I think is a haschala. So the Gemara says in the beginning of the sugya Samach Amud Beis, picking up the mission is Lashon Ha'Oved Avos Kochav Echad Ha'Oved Echad Mezabech. What's Lashon Echad Ha'Oved? So says the Gemara, my Echad Ha'Oved, Amar B'Yirmiyah, Hachik Amar, Echad Ha'Oved Kedarka, we're in Samach Amud Beis, Echad Ha'Oved Kedarka. So whether you do the Avodah Zarah Kedarka, whether it's whatever its specific Avodah is, you're going to be chayef for. V'Echad Ha'Mezabech, V'Echad Mekater, V'Echad Menasek, V'Echad Meshnacha, V'Afilu Shelo Kedarka. Even if the Avodah Zarah is not usually worshipped through Zvicha, Haktara, Nisach, or Hishtacha Vaya, nevertheless, if you do that to the Avodah Zarah, you're going to be chayef. Frag the Gemara V'Lech Shonami Zorik. The Gemara assumes you should be chayef for Zrika, but it's not listed in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Amar Bai Zorik Hay Menasach, Lesli Baal Asich Nischeyem Midam. It's included in Nisach because the Pasuk compares them. Okay, says Rashi, Lechshav Nami Zorik. Rashi is bothered by the following question. Why does the Gemara take it for Davar Pasha that you're Chayef Zrika? What about the other Avodos Hadam, or other Avodos that are done in the Mikdash? So says Rashi, Dibishlo Mekabel U Molich Lo Kashilon Afalgav Davodos Penimheim. So says Rashi, I understand the Gemara takes for the Rav Pasha that you're not chayev if you do Kabbalah Saddam or Holachas Hadam, that's our Gears in Rashi, for Avodah Zarah, even though it's Avodah's Panim, even though that Avodah is done in the Beis HaMikdash, the Karbanos. The Lo Ashkechan, the Lahavu Avodos Hanasos, L'Shem Avodos Kochavim. Because we don't have precedent, we don't find that those Avodos were ever done to Avodah Zarah. Ki the Ashkechan, Hanach, Zvicha v'yizbechulo. We find Zvicha is done for Avodah Zarah, v'yizbechulo. Kitor asher chela zvchemo yochelu. Nisach yishu yayin esicha. V'chule. So it says Rashi that Bishlamah, when it comes to Zvicha and Haktara and Zrika, as the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, we have precedent that these Avodas were done to Avodah Zarah, so therefore the Gemara thinks that it's Pashut that you should be chayiv for those Avodas when you do it to Avodah Zarah. But with Kabbalah and Halacha, we don't have precedent that these were done to Avodah Zarah, so therefore the Gemara takes it for Davar Pashut, that you're not going to be Chayiv if you do those to the Avodah Zarah. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. The Ran quotes Rashi, and he has a little different gear. So first of all, instead of Molech, he has Molik, Malika. Right? Malika is Malika, so often instead of Shechita, so if you do Malika, so which we'll discuss very soon. And the Ran suggests, a Chiddush, he thinks that maybe this is only in the Hava Min of the Gemara. What Rashi is suggesting, that you're not chayav for Kabbalah and Holacha or Malika, is only true in the Hava Min. But once the Gemara comes on to the Limud from Zvicha, that Zvicha is Malamin al Kalkulo, that anything that's Avodas Pnim you're chayav for, so then Hu Hadin, you're going to be chayav for Kabbalah and Holacha and Malika, because those are Avodas Pnim. And you should be chayiv for them, even though we don't have precedent that these were done to Avodah Zarah, or for Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, since it's begeda Avodas Panim, you should be chayiv. The Ran Blab Shrei, not Blab Shrei, he leaves it B'tarachian, but that's what he suggests. The Mishnah Melech quotes Teisvis in Yuma. I'm pretty sure it's on Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah Melech is in the beginning of Perek Gimel and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where Tosis quotes Rashi and assumes that Rashi holds this way lamaskana, not like the Ran. He assumes that Rashi holds that you're not chayef for Kabbalah and Holacha, yet Tosis thinks that you're chayef for Kemitza. That if you do Kemitza, Lavo Dazar, it's a very long Tosis, that Tosis suggests that you're chayef for Kemitza. Why? Because he thinks, just like The Gemara in Sota tells us, and the Gemara Menachos tells us, that Kemitza is Keneged Shchita. Kemitza is the first avoda that's done to a mincha, and it's Keneged Shchita, because just like Shchita is Mekadish Ladam, and it's Borer, that which is going to go on the Mizbeach. So to Kemitza is Borer, set aside, the determines that which is going to go onto the Mizbeach, the Komitz, and it's Keneged the Shechita. So therefore, just like you're chai for Shechita by Avodah Zarah, so too you should be chai for Kemitza. Tosis doesn't spell it out, but L'chor Hu Adin, you should be chai for Malika. Because once you say you're chai for Kemitza, I would think it's a Kav Chom, you should be chai for Malika. It's more comparable to Shechita. But L'chor, those are the two, possibly three Shitos in the Rishonim, right? There's the Ran's Rashi, where in the Havamina, and maybe even Lamaskana, you're not chai for Kabbalah, Holacha, or Malika, only the Dalet Avodas Kipshutam, Zrika, it's five, but the four listed in the Mishnah are Shechita, Nisuch, Haktara, and Hishtach Havaya, and Zrika is included in Nisuch, but you're not going to be chai for Kabbalah, Holacha, or Malika. Then there's the Ran, who he thinks Lamaskana Sasog, you're going to be chai for everything that's Avodas Panim. And then there's Tosas and Yuma, who makes a split that Hagam, that you're not going to be chai for Kabbalah and Halacha, he thinks that you'll be chai for Kemitza, and we're suggesting that according to Tosas also, you'd be chai for Malika. The Mishnah Melech and the Kesed Mishnah assume that way as well, that according to this Shita, you'd be chai for Malika as well, just like you're chai for Kemitza. Those are the three Shitos in the Rishon. So the question is, what is the Pshat, what's the Havana in this Machlokas Rishon? So L'chora, we can clear a chakira. This din that we're chayiv, that one is chayiv for the dalet avodo shelo kedarka. What's the pshat in that chiyuv? Is the pshat that we're chayiv for the avodo, meaning the avoda of shchita, the avoda of haktara, the avoda of nisach, and the avoda of hashtachavai and zrika, which are usually done Legavoa, in the Mikdash, for Karbanos, that Avoda cannot be done for Avodah Zarah, that's the Gedar HaChiyav? Or is the Gedar HaChiyav, no, the Maisa which resembles the Avoda, the Maisa Shechita, which resembles Shechita in the Mikdash, the Maisa Zrika, which resembles Zrika in the Mikdash, the Maisa Nisach, the Maisa Haktar, and the Maisa Hishtach Havaya, which resemble the Avodas Pinim in the Mikdash, that's the Gedar HaChiyav for the Dal Avodah Shelo Kedarka. So, just as a mashal to Masaber Sa'ozen, that it's not just a philosophy, we know that there's an institution of Shchutei Chutz, that if a person shechts or does certain avodos on korbanos, two korbanos outside of the Mikdash, they're chai for Shchutei Chutz. We learned earlier in the Masechta that when it comes to an oaf, let's say you have a karban that's a bird. So even though inside of the Mikdash, Malika is done to the oaf, when it comes to Shechutei Chutz, the Gemara learns from Sukkim that you're only chai for Shechita Sa'of Bachutz, you're not going to be chai for Malika Sa'of Bachutz. Yeah, that's the Gemara we had earlier in the fourth parak. It's a Gemara in Zoachim, that Shechita Sa'of you're chai for, Malika Sa'of you're pater. Bachutz. Why is that? So there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. This the Mikdash David points all this out, what I'm about to say. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Perak Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Ches, writes, Shachat es ha'of b'chutz, v'heleu b'chutz chayiv shtayim. Where a few lines earlier he says, Malika Yipater, b'yir chayiv for shchita. Why are you chayiv for shchita? Says the Rambam, Shehashchita b'chutz k'sheira, Vaharihi ke Malika Bifnin. Says the Rambam, you're chai for Shechita Bechutz. Why? Because Bechutz is Kshera, and it's like Malika Bifnin. The Ravid's Masik, he says, Amar Ram, Ze Hatam Ein Botam. Rather, what's the Pshat? Why are you chai for Shechita Sof, not Malika Sof? Ela Shalochiyav Akasav Be'of, Ela Mashachiyav Be'behema. Says the Ravid, the reason is because the Chiyav for Shechita Sof Bechutz is only going to be what you're chai for behema. And since you wouldn't be chai for Malika of a behema, because it's possible. So you're going to be putter if you do malikas behema b'chutz. You're only chai for shchitas behema b'chutz. So hu hadin, oaf, is learned from behema, so it's only going to be the same maisa. And that's why it's only shchitas ha'of, not malikas ha'of. So explains the Mikdash David that l'chora, the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing about the following chakira when it comes to shchutei chutz. What's the pshat that you're chaya for shchutei chutz? Is it that the avoda of shchita or zvicha on korbanos, if you do that outside of the mikdash, that's the chiyuv, it's the avoda of shchita? Or is it the maisa shchita? He thinks it's a davar pashat that when it comes to zrikas hadam and haktar bachutz and halal bachutz, he thinks the mikdash David assumes it's a davar pashat that that's the avoda. The avoda is chayav, not the maisa. He has this chakira with respect to shchita bachutz. Is it the avoda shchita that you're chayav bachutz, or is it the maisa shchita that you're chayav for bachutz? So the Mikdash David suggests that that's what the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing about. The Rambam assumes that the chiyah for shchutei chutz, for shchita bachutz, is the avodas hashchita. And that's why the Rambam has to explain why you're chayav for shchita sa'of bachutz, even though normally inside of the Mikdash, malika is done. So the Rambam explains, because since shchita b'chutz is kshera, it's akin to malika b'fnim. Because it's the way that one is supposed to kill the bird in a kosher way, shchita b'chutz is akin to malika b'fnim. It has to be k'ein kashruso b'fnim. Because the Rambam assumes that the gedder of the chiyuv is the avoda that you'd be chayav for. So since shchita b'chutz translates into malika b'fnim, and malika b'fnim translates into shchita b'chutz, therefore that's why you're chai for shchita as opposed to malika, because the gedder of the chiyuv is the avoda that you'd be chai for. As opposed to the Ravid assumes, this is the Mikdash of it explains, as opposed to the Ravid assumes that you don't need to come on to that reason, because he thinks that the mechayiv is just the maisa shchita. It doesn't have to be k'ein b'fnim, it doesn't have to be the avoda, the don b'kashruso. It's the maisa shchita, and that's why the Ravid explains that it's only the maisa, and since the yafusa is from behema, just like by behema the chiyav is the maisa shchita to the behema, so too by ofos it's the maisa shchita by the ofos. But it's not the avoda shchita. That's why the Ravid doesn't have to explain that it's kimalika b'fnim. It doesn't matter that it's kimalika b'fnim, because the chiyav is not for the avoda, rather it's for the maisa shchita. Okay, that's what the Mikdash David explains in terms of shchutei chutz. But just as a mashal to what we're being choker, what we're clearing over here, is the chiyav of the dalet avoda shlo kedarka, the avoda that's done to these to the behema that you're doing avoda zara to, or is it the maisa which parallels the avoda, looks like the avoda, but it's just the maisa? Everyone hear the clear? Yeah? Okay. So we're going to suggest a couple of potential nafkaminas, sveikos in the Minchas Chinuch, that I may depend on this shaila, and then we'll come back to our discussion. So the Minchas Chinuch has the following two sveikos. One, we know from the Gemara in Meruba and a few places, the Gemara says that when it comes to Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, once you do Shecht one Simen, Shachab Laporta, one Simen, the Behema becomes Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. So the Minchas Chinuch is mistapik whether Hu Hadin when it comes to the Chi of Misa. Is the Chi of Misa Chal once you Shecht one Simen of the Behema when it comes to Shechita? Or is it Chal only after you do two simanim, the full maisa shchita, and he leaves sarchian. So perhaps, again, it's tenuous, but perhaps it depends on our chakira. If you assume that the geder of the iser of dalet avodah shelo kedarka, right now we're talking about shchita, is the avodah shabo. So lechora it has the parallel. The avodah. The avodah is Shchitas beis simanim. That's the avoda of shchita. So even though when it comes to tikrovis, the tikrovis is chal, kevin the shacha beporta, but when it comes to the chi of misa of dalet avoda shalokadarka, The geder is the avodah shabo, so that's the tzad to say that you're only chayav misa once you do shechitas beis imanim. However, if you assume that the chiyuv is the maisa shechita, that's not the avodah shechita, but it's the maisa shechita. So perhaps, just like it's considered a maisa shechita, kivin the shachah beporta with respect to the isar hanav, the tikrovis, so too it's considered a maisa shechita. At least the tchil of the ma'isa shchita, the haschal of the ma'isa shchita, with respect when you shecht one simon, even with respect to the chiyav misa. So perhaps that's the tutzadim, the suffix of the minchas chinuch. Whether you're chayav misa after one simon, just like the tikrovis is chal after one simon, or only after two simonim, is it the ma'isa shchita or is it the avoda? That's one potential suffix, one potential nafkamina. The other nafkamina of minchas chinuch is one of our favorites, ben pakua. The Mincha Sinach wonder is if you shecht a ben pakua to avodah zarah, are you chayv? Just a chazar. Ben pakua is that if you shecht an animal and nimtza inside of the animal, inside of the mother, was an uber, and the uber comes out chayv akayim. So the halacha is that we call that a ben pakua, and the ben pakua does not need shechita. Now there's a major machlokes rishonim in different places, but in Bava Kama, the Shita Mikubetz is on Daf Mem Aleph, I believe, quotes three different shitos in the rishonim as to what it means that ben pakua does not need shchita. Does it mean that when it's alive, it's kishachotami, literally, and there'd be no Isra Eva Menachai to pull it off, and it's like a dead animal that's walking? Or no, you have to kill it, but you don't have to do any ma'isa shchita bichlal. Or no, you have to do ma'isa shechita. You have to do what we call nechira. Nechira is you slice the simanim, but you have to do it in a kosher way. So those are the three shitos. Either don't need to kill it, or have to do nechira. But leisman de palig that you don't need shechita. You don't need a kosher shechita. So the minchas chinuch has mesupik. If you do shechita of a ben pakua to avodah zarah, are you going to be chayv? And he leaves the bitzarchian. So. That's someone outside. Sound like Moshe. So perhaps this depends on our chakira. If you assume that the geder of the Isser of Dalad Avodos is the Avodas Shchita, so lechor it doesn't even register by Ben Pakua because you're not doing Avodas Shchita. It doesn't even need a Maisa Shchita. Even according to Amanda Omar, that it needs a nechira, you can do it in a puzzle way, and it's still going to be kosher for a ben pakua. So the chora doesn't register when it comes to a ben pakua to say that if when it comes to avodah zara, if you need avodah shechita. However, if you assume that the geder of the iser of dalad avodos, at least with respect to shechita, is the maisa shechita, so perhaps it's still considered a maisa shechita. The pool looks exactly the same. You're doing a ma'isa shechita to the ben pakua, even if it wouldn't register as an avoda, but you're doing a ma'isa shechita, so maybe you'd be chaya for avodah zara by a ben pakua. Perhaps those are the two tzadim of the minchas chinuch when it comes to ben pakua. Yeah.
Why in the first tzad, if you do the ma'isa shechita, would it not register as a shechita?
Because I'm assuming that the bar is higher in order for it to be considered avodah shechita. It has to be an animal which theoretically would be ta'un shechita. Because if this would have been a karban in the mikdash, you would not be chai for that. I mean, it would not be ta'un shechita. It would not register as a ma'isa shechita if it would have been a karban. Because it's not ta'un shechita. Right? So if you took this ben pakua, you're makdash it. What?
You're not allowed to bring a ben pakua as a karban.
I don't remember.
Could you violate shechita chatz on a ben?
You remember Gemara? We'll look in the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know. I'm sure that one of the first things in Shechutei Chutz in the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know. I don't remember. That would be a good test case. I don't know. What I'm assuming is that if you were makdish it, then it would only be considered a avodah shechita if it's something that's ton shechita. So since the ben pakua is not tam shchita. It's not considered avodah shchita when you're doing it now l'avodah zar. However, if you assume that it's just about a ma'isa shchita, so you can do a ma'isa shchita de ben pakua. Certainly, according to the Manda Amar, that ben pakua is tam nechira, because at least it's, you know, it's tone that ma'isa. But even according to the Manda Amar that it's a dead animal walking, or you just have to kill it, it's still doing the pu'ula of shchita to the animal, to avodah zara, so you'd be chai for that. Okay, again, tenuous, but perhaps that's the tut stadim in the minchas chinuch. So back to our sugya. So perhaps, again, we had a machlokas rishonim as to whether the dalet avodos include lamaskana, kabbalah, and halacha, the other avodas panim, and also whether kmitza and malika are nichlal in zvicha. So perhaps this machlokas rishonim depends on our chakira. Again, Rashi assumes the pashup shot in Rashi, and the way the Ran learns Rashi, if you don't think there's a mapech in the sugya, is that you're not chaya for kabbalah and halacha, and you wouldn't even be chaya for malika. So why is that? Because if you assume that the gedder of the dalet avodah shelo kedarkam is that you're chayiv for the avodah of, hold on 1 second, no fakir. If you assume that the chiyuv of the dalet avodos is the maisa, so then perhaps you're only chayiv for the avodos that we, the maisa that we find, that we have precedent that the ovdei avodah zarah would do. Right? Kabbalah, holacha, we don't have precedent. That's why Rashi says that it's all about precedent, because avodas pnim is just a, and we'll see, I think it's meduyik in Rashi, avodas pnim is just a way to gauge, to determine which maisim that we find by the ovdei avodah zarah, you're not allowed to do to the ovdei avodah zarah. Right? Meaning Rashi assumes that the isser of dalet avodah, shelo kedarkam, is the maisa of shchita, the maisa of haktara, hishtachavaya, and nisuch, and zrika. It's not about the avodah shabo. That's why Rashi says that we need to find precedent that the ovdei avodah zarah do it. Because according to Rashi, what we're asering really is not the avodah shabo. What we're asering is the maisa that they do to the ovdei avodah zarah. It's not an avodah to the ovdei avodah zarah. It's a pu'ula that they do to their deity. And now there's a limitation of which maisim are usher to the ovdei to do to the avodah zarah, and that's the lima, that's the alfusa of zvicha, of it has to be avodas panim. The Ran assumes though that no, the starting point is that anything that is avodas panim is usher to do to the ovdei avodah zarah, to the avodah zarah. That's why the Ran assumes that lamaskana, if the yalfusa is zvicha, which is melamed al klal kulo, anything that's kain pnim, is that any avoda which is done bifnim is usher to do to the avodah zarah. That's why the Ran assumes lamaskana, potentially, kabbalah and holacha are included. Even if we don't have precedent that the ovdei avodah zarah do it, nevertheless, since it's begeder avodas pinim, therefore you're not allowed to do that avoda to the avodah zarah. And I think it's meduyak in the way Rashi and the Ran learn the drasha of bilti lashem levada. If you take a look at Rashi, bilti lashem levado, it's about 10 lines from the When They Get Why. Bilti lashem levado, says Rashi, rikan v'natol kol ha'avodos mila avda behen, v'nostan l'shem hamyuchad. All of the avodos that were done to the avodah zarah were given to Hashem. Meaning, the starting point is you have to determine what's considered a Maisa Avodah Zarah. Where do we have precedent that such and such Maisa was done to the Avodah Zarah? If that Maisa is Roi to do Bifnim, now that you can't do to the Avodah Zarah. But the starting point is it considered a Maisa Avodah Zarah? And only if it's Roy to do Tagash Baruch Hu, then now you can't do that to the Avodah Zarah. Meaning, let's say, Lu Yitzuyer, you had a Maisa, let's say it was Shaloka Darka, but you had a Maisa that you do Zorik Evan Lamarkulis, right? There's a Maisa Avodah Zarah. We have precedent for that. But you never throw any stones inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you're not chayiv if you do it shalo kedarka. Because even though it's a Maisa Avodah Zarah, but since it's not Ke'in Pinim, you're not going to be chayiv if you do that Maisa Avodah Zarah shalo kedarka. So Rashi assumes that the Gzeiras HaKasva Bilti Lashem Levado is first determine what's a Maisa Avodah Zarah. If it's theoretically related to do Bifnim, you can't go ahead now and do that to the Avodah Zarah. But Rashi assumes that the Gether is the Maisa Avodah Zarah, as opposed to the Ran's Lashon. And we're on.
Yeah.
The Ran's Lashon and Bilti Lashon Levado is the Kachu Mashmasa Pasuk. Ha'avodos Shedarkan La'asos and La'ashem Yizbarach. The avodos that are normally done to Hashem, lo levado you, shelo savod achirim bahem, afilu ein darkan bavoda hahi. Again, the Ran says, bilti lashem levado is the avodos that are darkan to do to Hashem should be lo levado you, shelo savod achirim bahem. As opposed to Rashi, assumed that the pshan bilti lashem levado is the maisim avodah zara, which theoretically are roi to do to Hashem. Now they're only for Hashem; they're not for the avodah zara. Meaning, from the Ran, it sounds like the starting point is that you have to be koveya. What's considered an avodah? That's why the Ran assumes lamaskana that anything that's an avodah pnim, even if there's no precedent for the avodah zara, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv because it's avodas panim, and you can only do it to Hashem. You can't do it to the avodah zarah. So that's why the Ran assumes the maskana potentially you're chayiv for kabbalah and halacha, and malika and kmitza. However, Rashi assumes that the geder of the iser of dalat avodos is the maisa avodah zarah. That's what Rashi teaches up the pasuk. The drasha bilti shem levado is that the maisa avodah zarah, which we have precedent that over the avodah zarah do, which theoretically could be used for Hashem, now you can no longer do it for the Avodah Zarah, you can only do it for Hashem. But if you have something which is an Avodah Panim that doesn't have any precedent by the Avodah Zarah, it's not Nichlal and the Gzeras HaKasav, a Bilti Lashem Levado. Because it's not a Maisa Avodah Zarah. The Gedder of the Isser is the Maisa. So potentially, that's the Machlokas between Rashi and the Ram, and the Nafkamina is whether Kabbalah and Halach are Bichlal. Now, what about Taisvis? Taisvis and Yuma, who assumes that you're not chayiv for Kabbalah and Holacha, but you are chayiv for Kemitza and probably Malika. So I'm not sure. It could be that Tosis Be'etzim holds like the Ran. That you're chayiv on the Avoda. And that's why he thinks Malika and Kemitza are Bechlal, even though it's not a Maisa Shechita, but since it has a din, Avoda Shechita, you're Chayev on Malika and Zrika. But he thinks that you're only Chayev on the Avodos that we have precedent for over the Avodah Zarah. And we don't have precedent for Avodas Kabbalah or Halacha. We have precedent for Avodas Shechita, and Memela it's going to translate into Malika and Kemitza. So, but Be'etzim, in terms of the Geder Hadvarim by the Avodos, he holds like the Ran, or potentially he holds like Rashi. He just thinks that Malika and Kemitza, this is maybe a little bit of a chiddush, that Malika and Kemitza are similar enough to the Maisa Shechita. meaning it's not the avodah shabo. There's at least Malika makes more sense. Tosa says who had in kmitza, but really he thinks that the geder is the maisa, and Malika and kmitza have a din maisa shchita. They're not really the avodah shabo. It sounds more like Tosa holds a Quran, but that's not so clear. But that's perhaps the havan and the machlokas between the Ran and Rashi, and Tosis maybe somewhere in the middle, as to whether the Dalet Avodas include also Lamaskana, Kabbalah, and Halacha, and what about Malika and Zrika, Malika and Kemitza. Is the pshat that the Chiyav of the Dalet Avodas is the Avodah Shabo, and if that's the case, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Malika and Kemitza should be included, or is it the Maisa, and we only look to, we need precedent by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, whether they do such a thing in order to make it usher mishum avodah zar. Okay. Now, just a quick ha'ara in the sugya of mechashven me'avodah l'avodah. So in the bottom of the yomid, the gemara's machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about mechashven me'avodah l'avodah. De'itmar, ha'shochid behema lizrok dama l'avodah z'kochavim, l'hakter chalba l'avodah z'kochavim. A person who is shochid behema to stam, but has in mind that he's going to be zorik the dam or bimakter the chelev to the avodah zara. So machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish whether the animal is considered tikrovis avodah zara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura, the animal is considered tikrovis avodah zara. Rish Lakish Omar Mutaris, the animal is not considered tikrovis avodah zara. And the Gemara points out that, not here, but the Gemara in Zvachim points out that they also argue about mechashven me'avod l'avoda when it comes to shchita shelo l'shma. That we know a certain korbanos, let's just assume for a chatas and pesach, if you shechta shelo l'shma, if you have another korban in mind, so it passes the korban. The korban is going to be passel. So the Gemara in Zvachim says that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish argue about the same thing when it comes to if you shecht a, let's say, a chatas l'shma, and have in mind that you're going to do Zrika as a dam shalol l'shma. There's a pasal the korban. So again, Rabbi Yochanan assumes it does pasal the korban, just like he thinks it's considered the krovis of avodah zara, and Rish Lakish assumes it does not pasal the korban. No. And the Gemara asks, oh, I need a trichasa. Fine, that's the Gemara there. So the Achronim have a following chakir. What's the pshat by shalol l'shma? What's the pshat in mechashvin me'avodah l'avodah according to Rabbi Yochanan? Is the pshat that when a person shechts an animal with kavana, with intention to be zorik the dam shalol l'shma, is the pshat that it's ki'ilu he was zorik the dam shalol l'shma, which passes the korban, even though he hasn't done zrikas adam yet, but he's done the shechita with having intention to be zorik the dam shalol l'shma, ki'ilu he was zorik the dam shalol l'shma, so that passes the korban, ki'ilu he did the zrika shalol l'shma, or is the pshat that no? When you shecht, having in mind that you're going to do a zrika shalol l'shma, it's ki'ilu you're doing the shechita shalol l'shma. Even though you had in mind to do the zrika shalol l'shma, not the shechita shalol l'shma, but since at the time of the maisa shechita, you had in mind that you were going to do avodas hazrika shalol l'shma, we touch it up as ki'ilu you were shechting it shalol l'shma. That's the other. And then there's a middle havana that, no, since the pshat in shochet al menas lizrok shalol l'shma is that since you had a machshava of zrika shalol l'shma in the context of shchita at the time of shchita, that machshava of zrika shalol l'shma passes. It's not that ki'ilu you did the zrika shalol l'shma, and it's not ki'ilu you're being shochet shalol l'shma. You're shochet gevaldik. It's just that since at the time of the shchita you had machshava to do zrika shalol l'shma, it registers and it passes the karba. Those are the three Havanos. So the Brisker Rav in Zvachim points out that L'chora, from the fact that the Gemara assumes that the concept of Mechashvin Me'avodah L'avodah by Shalol L'shma is similar enough that the Gemara thinks that's Richasa to Mechashvin Me'avodah L'avodah by Avodah Zara, it's a Raya to this Havana, that the pshat in mechashven me'avod l'avoda is that ki'ilu the shchita was done shalol l'shma. Why? Because if you assume that the havana in mechashven me'avod l'avoda is that ki'ilu you did the shchita, the zrika shalol l'shma, that you already did the zrika shalol l'shma, or even if it's ki'ilu, you did the shechita and the machshava of zrika shelo lishma pasels, that's not shayich by avodah zarah, because by avodah zarah there's no machshava poselos. Bishlamah, when it comes to karbanos, there's a concept of machshava poselos, so there we can start discussing whether the machshava registers and apostles the karban. But when it comes to avodah zarah, it's all about the pu'ula, whether the pu'ula you had in mind to do it l'shem avodah zarah. It doesn't matter whether you have machshava poselos, whether it registers, or it's ki'ilu did the zrika shelo lishma. So the Brisker Rav says, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Zvachim, is a raya, shina led shuva, that the Havana in Mechashen Me'avod L'Avodah is that it's ki'ilu you had shechita, you did shechita shelo lishma. The problem is, the Rambam seems to assume not the way. The Rambam writes in Sulei Magdash in Tezvav Yud, shechita shelo lishma v'chashav b'shas shechita lizrok dama shelo lishma, hari zupsula. Lafisha mechashen me'avod l'avoda. Okay, says the Rambam. V'zos ha'machshava shechashav b'shas shechita ki'ilu chashva b'shas zrika ulafichach psula. Says the Rambam that the machshava of zrika that you have b'shas zrika is ki'ilu chashva b'shas zrika ulafichach psula. So there are some achronim, Rabar and Kotler and the Mikdash David, who assume from the Rambam that the Rambam assumes the other extreme, that the pshat in mechashen me'avod l'avoda is that it's ki'ilu the zrika was done shelo lishma, even though you haven't done zrika yet. But it's ki'ilu the zrika was done shelo lishma, and they have some nafkaminas that now it's ki'ilu before the zrika is already done shelo lishma. And Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchos Korban Pesach assumes that what the Rama means to say is that since you had the machshava of zrika shelo lishma in the context of shechita, it registers and now can pasul. But the Rambam, he doesn't think the Rambam means like the Baran Cutler and the Mikdash David, but it's the middle Havana at first glance. It's the middle Havana that the pshat is that the machshava of zrika pasuls in the context of shechita. But lefi, the Brisker of Tahara, the Rambam is very difficult with the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara here in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara assumes that the same concept of Mechashvin, Me'avod L'Avoda, applies to Avodah Zarah. L'chor there, it's not shaykh to have a Machshava HaPoselis that registers the context of Shechita. It's all about whether the Maisa Shechita was done L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So who cares whether you have had a different Machshava, whether it affects the animal or not. That's only relevant in the context of Korbanos. It's not relevant in the context of Chulin for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So if you want some Mar Makomos about how to address that question, the Minchas Avram in Zvachim on Daf Yud has a suggestion, a fancy suggestion, and Rav David Soloveitchik in his Shi'urim on Daf Yud there in Zvachim as well gives a suggestion how to resolve the Rambam with the Brisker of Ta'ara from our Gemara and the Gemara in Zvachim. Okay, stop here. Shkoich.